In Greece today, a collective sigh of relief. The 2004 Summer Olympics are over, and the country is being hailed for hosting one of the smoothest and least commercialized games in years. And after months of dire predictions in the international media, no one seems more surprised by the success than the Greeks themselves. As NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, the experience is stoking a new sense of self-confidence in a country that's long seen itself as an underdog.
The architectural icon of the Athens Games is the soaring steel arch stadium roof designed by Santiago Calatrava. The Spanish architect also designed the surrounding complex with its fountains, reflecting pools, shaded arcade, and pedestrian walks. Greek-American Ann Papageorge is design director for the World Trade Center Memorial. She says this site's combination of classicism and high-tech engineering is symbolically appropriate for what's already being called the new Acropolis.
So you have this wonderful entrance, portico, you know, a modern version of a Greek portico. And then you see the agora, which is the marketplace, which draws you to the shopping marketplace. To me, it's like the best of both worlds. You have the past tied in with the future. And I think it's a good direction for the Greeks to have.
The new Olympic sports complex has transformed the Greek capital's physical landscape. Political analyst Theodore Kolumbis says Greeks are just now realizing that their mental landscape has also been transformed.
That they are no longer a country that's poor, a country that's politically unstable, a country that is exporting immigrants, a country that is externally dependent.
Kolumbis says up to now, Greeks have looked at themselves in a rear-view mirror. Now, thanks to their Olympic achievement, they're beginning to see themselves from a new perspective.
And so one Greek looks at the other Greek and say, maybe we're not that poor anymore, that unstable anymore, that backward anymore, that conflictful anymore. That's the picture that we left behind.
That picture emerged from a long history of foreign domination by the Romans, Venetians, and Ottomans that forged a defensive, complex sense of national identity. Nikos Dimou, author of the book The Misery of Being Greek, says that during the 19th century, at the birth of the modern Greek nation, it was outsiders, Westerners, who told Greeks that they were the children of Plato and Pericles, a glorious legacy difficult to live up to.
Somewhere in between ancient and modern, somewhere between Orient and Occident, East and West, the Greeks were lost, trying to build a new identity on very different things that, in a way, were not easy to reconcile.
In modern times, leftist politicians exploited popular anger at the American government's support for the military junta that grabbed power and ruled from 1967 to 1974.
So these people have created a very concrete anti-Western conscience in the man in the street, plus the fact that they have implied always that the West is to blame for everything that has happened to Greece.
But political analyst Theodore Kolumbis believes that national sense of victimization belongs to the past and is not reflected by a country that's a full-fledged member of the European Union and NATO.
The existential question has been responded to, and the question is, where does Greece belong? And the answer that has been given, and the Olympics is more or less a verification of that, is that Greece belongs to the West.
That's not the image the country enjoyed in segments of the international media in the lead-up to the Games. Many articles evoked an old stereotype of Greece as third-world inefficient, undependable, and soft on terrorism. Journalist Christos Michalidis says many Greeks are still smarting from what they perceived as a condescending media attitude.
Like when you start your report saying that Athens, only 2 hours flight from Baghdad, then that's where you're kind of positioning yourself and you're making the story negative, then that makes a lot of people in the States, for example, very, very skeptical and maybe frightened.
Today, with the Games over, Greeks are basking in the spotlight of international praise. The Olympic flame has been extinguished, but the Olympic effort is already kindling a process of national self-assessment. On the hillside overlooking the ancient stadium of Olympia, architect Sotirios Tsoulas is already convinced that he has taken part in a turning point in Greek history.
At last, we threw the misery off our backs, you know. This is the first time in our history since around 1,000 years or so that we do not feel miserable or left behind anymore. And it's just a wonderful feeling to know that you can be completely proud for your country, not for what your country did 2,000 years ago, but for what your country can do now.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.